The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to sympathize with them over their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus had come, she went to meet him. Mary remained sitting in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatever you ask of God, he will grant you." "Your brother," said Jesus to her, "will rise again." Martha said, "I know he'll rise again at the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. If anyone believes in me, even though he dies, he will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she said. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who has come into this world." The Gospel of the Lord. In a way, it's beautiful readings on a beautiful feast day because, of course, it's the heart and the kernel of the faith that I am the resurrection and the life. If anyone believes in me, even though he dies, he will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. I think people often misunderstand part of that because when he says, even though he dies, he'll live, and you won't die. Of course, we die to Christ, as we had in the first reading yesterday. We die in our baptism and rise to that new life. And that's why once baptized, we enter eternal life, and that is the eternal life that never goes on. So we are always alive to God. We will not die. Yes, we know we'll die at one level, but another level, no, because we're with the Lord. And that's the great affirmation of our faith. And that beautiful reading from St. John, of course, where John does give us that great definition, God is love. Love and that eternal life that he pours on us. So on this feast of St. Martha, it's good to reflect on the great truths of the faith. God is love. And God is. God is love. And Jesus, that resurrection that keeps us always safe into eternal life.